855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, hour number one, here on this Friday, July 17th, 2026 edition. Well, I did it. Working through the break, I created the bit.ly shortened link to the YouTube video that I just posted on Patriot Voice Radio Network's YouTube channel. Michigan governor candidate Ralph Rebant endorses Perry Johnson for the August 4th, 2026 primary. So far, because I posted it on my Twitter X account just during the break, it's already received 5 views and 1 thumbs up. YouTube videos not only have that title, Michigan Governor Candidate - Ralph Rebant endorses Perry Johnson for the August 4, 2026 primary, but it also has a description. Knowing both of these gentlemen, having both of them on my show in March, knowing Ralph and Perry going all the way back to the 2022 primary election, I've been friends with Ralph for years. We met back in 2018 in Pat Kobach's campaign for governor. He's a pastor. He's part of the Transformation Michigan organization that Rick Warzwak, another pastor in Alpena that I've been friends with him forever. We interacted. We've attended Christian conservative events over the years. I've known Ralph and his wife Carol. Love them, great people. I actually sat next to Perry Johnson and his wife Diane at the 2023 Presque Isle County Reagan Day dinner. That year he was running for governor. His bus was there. Kevin Rinke's bus was there. Great event, packed house, Belknap Township Hall. Great venue, great event. Well, it's kind of interesting because as I got to know Perry, I realized that this is really basically a fish out of water. And let me describe why. Perry Johnson, much like Donald Trump, is not a politician. Perry Johnson, like Donald Trump, is a businessman, an outsider. You can see when he speaks publicly, he's not really 100% comfortable speaking in front of large groups of people. He's gotten much better at it, of course, running for governor twice. But what you sense is this is a real guy. And when he describes the fact that he's very successful in business, honestly, if they put their financial statements side by side, I truly believe Perry Johnson has more money, more net worth than Donald Trump. And when I had him on the show back on March 5th, I called the interview, the YouTube video, Perry Johnson Meet the Man. We were supposed to do 15 minutes. That was the plan with his consultant. That was the agreement. Randy, you're not going to get him any longer than 15 minutes. He's crazy busy. He's got lots of interviews to do, a lot of places to go. Well, because of you guys, you kept texting me messages, comments about Perry and questions to ask him and things like that. And in the kind of friendly confines of being interviewed. I said, Perry, I got 37, I think it was 37, 39, forget the number, text messages of questions for you. Can you stay through the break? And he very graciously agreed. He goes, sure, Trucker, no problem. He sat and listened to Steve Gruber's Michigan News Source news for 3 minutes, 2 minutes of our commercials of our sponsors, and came back and did another incomplete full segment with me. I believe the YouTube video ended up being like 34 minutes, 35 minutes long. And one of the questions I asked him when we came back from break was because you guys, 7, 8, 9 of you asked me, why is Perry doing this? If I had his money, there's no way I'd be running for governor. I even told him, I said, Perry, if I had your money, this microphone would be dead air. I would not be here. Folks, as much as I love the state of Michigan, as much as I love engaging you guys, talking about Michigan news, Michigan politics, educating people about the laws going on, the budget we just got through, different candidates running for office, as much as I absolutely love and have dedicated the last 14 years of my life to doing this, I wouldn't be here. Without a doubt, with his money over the years that he's accumulated, the things that he's done, the travels that he's done around the world, the companies that he's worked for in 66 different countries, I would not be doing this show. And I told him that. And you know what he said to me that I've never heard a politician say ever? Trucker, I'm self-funding my campaign. If you go to my website, perryjohnson.com, I don't even have a donate button. I don't want the people's donations. Some political candidates claim that the amount of money they've raised shows their support, that people have put money into their campaign, therefore they're going to vote for him, I'm going to win. I didn't want to do that. Perry Johnson said on the show on March 5th, he said, Trucker, I know people are hurting, just like what Justin Michael just said. I want them to keep their money, to feed their family, to put gas in the tank. All I'm asking for is their vote on August 4th. I want to give back, and I truly know how to fix the state of Michigan. I have the skill set. I have the life experience. I am an efficiency expert. I use mathematics, statistical analysis, input, outcome, results. I analyze it kind of almost like a nerd to know how to do things, how to fix things, how to make companies and organizations better, more efficient, get more bang for the buck, produce a better product, pay their employees better wages. He knows how to do it. And he says, I love the state of Michigan. Perry Johnson said, I have fallen in love with this state ever since he went to the University of Michigan to get his PhD in mathematics. Hired by Ford Motor Company as an engineer, even though he never took an engineering class, not one. Went to the Belleville engine plant and fixed their crappy engines they were producing. He went to Ford and he said, guys, it's very simple. Quality has to be job one. Ford Motor Company took that and created the advertising campaign, Ford, quality is job one. Remember those commercials back in the 80s, 90s? They got that from Perry Johnson. Other motor companies, automobile industry companies around the world hired Perry Johnson to do for them what he did for Ford Motor Company. General Motors, Toyota. Going to Europe, he was hired by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Audi, and Volkswagen. Now, I want you guys to do yourself a favor. The next time you go by a Mercedes-Benz dealership, I want you to go in there and I want you to go inside and sit in a Mercedes-Benz, an Audi, a BMW. Heck, even go into a Volkswagen dealership. Look at the quality of those vehicles. Look at the fit of the way the doors open and shut. Harry Johnson did that. He wrote the book, ISO 9000, Quality Control Standards for the Automobile Industry. He became a multi-gazillionaire. Again, I believe Perry Johnson has more net worth money than Donald Trump does. He says to me on the show March 5th, Trucker, enough of Perry. I'm done being focused on me. I love my wife. We are absolute soulmates. I love my kids. I want them to stay here in the state of Michigan. His children, folks, are set up forever. He's also created, he told me off the air, he's already set up foundations and trust, not only for his children, but for his grandkids and great-grandkids to come. He's already set it all up. He's put the money in place. It's earning interest right now as we speak for his great-grandkids that he doesn't even have. He wants to do for the state of Michigan what he's been able to do for companies around the world and for his family. He's putting his money where his mouth is. Well, Ralph Rebant was absolutely cheated from being off the on the ballot this year, was kicked off the ballot by Secretary of State, Governor candidate Jocelyn Benson, and her Director of Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, using an administrative rule once again to basically kick Ralph off the ballot. They sampled 750 of his 18,214 signatures he turned in and decided, because they found some errors in some of them, extrapolated it out, multiplied it by his total number of signatures submitted, and said, you don't have 15,000 valid signatures. Ralph argued, you need to go through all my signatures. You can't make that prediction based on sampling 750. I want you to look at them all. Hired an attorney, took it to court, and they lost. Well, Ralph said, you know what? I'm going to take this all the way to the United States Supreme Court to prevent it from keeping candidates off our ballots in future elections in our great state of Michigan. But in the meantime, I'm endorsing Perry Johnson. On August 4th, he's asking his supporters to vote for Perry Johnson. We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
The W-Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W-Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. If you would like the link to the YouTube video of the radio interview I did with Ralph Rebant on Wednesday, July 15th, text me RR, Ralph Rebant. Read the description. Share that video with everyone you know in Michigan who's going to be voting in the Tuesday, August 4th primary election. You need to share this video with everybody you know, especially if they were going to vote for Ralph Rebant. If they planned on voting for him, even though he's not on the ballot, they can vote for his endorsed and supported candidate, Perry Johnson. Because this administrative rule was allegedly going to be changed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Her Democratic-controlled House and Senate passed a bill that said this administrative rule that Jocelyn Benson's come up with to expedite, because they're too dang lazy to look at all the signatures, where they do this sampling of 750 signatures, extrapolate the results into the number of signatures you submit, and determine whether you make it on the ballot or not, is not constitutional. It's not legal. It's not a law. It is an administrative rule that she has implemented in the analysis of signatures submitted by candidates on April 21st. All these people submitted these signatures. Perry Johnson and others submitted 30,000. Not going to play games this year with Jocelyn Benson. We are going to submit the maximum number, 30,000, only need half that number, 15,000, but we're going to make it on the ballot. They screwed Perry Johnson over in 22. They screwed Ralph Rebant in 26. And together, they met, they talked, shared their stories about what happened to Perry in 22, what happened to Ralph here this year in 26. He then vetted him on his morals, his principles, his values, what does he stand for? What will he do when he's the next governor of the state of Michigan? And Ralph Rebant decided Perry Johnson's the guy. Not John James and not Mike Cox. And that's why he agreed to come on the show on Wednesday. That's why he did the interview and said the things that he said. If you want to hear what he said, and you want other people to hear what he said, text me 231-360-5140. Text me RR. And I will send you the YouTube video. I worked on it for hours last night. Actually finished it early this morning. Got it uploaded. And then during the break, I created the bit.ly, the shortened link to it. Text me RR and I'll send you the link. But it comes with a condition. If you text me RR, understand it comes with an obligation, a responsibility on your part. You text me RR, I text you back the link. You agree not only to watch it, to read the description, but then you agree to share it with 10 people you know and ask those 10 people to share it with 10 people they know. I want this video to go viral. I want people to hear what Ralph Rebant has to say. And I want them to understand that he did not do this because he's being paid by Perry Johnson to endorse him. Ralph did this voluntarily on his own. And folks, if we make this video go viral with Ralph Rebant supporters, Ralph truly believed that he had a shot in a four-man race. You only need to get roughly about 350, maybe 400,000 votes. And Ralph believed he could do it and be the candidate for this governor's race to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. It wasn't in God's plan. It wasn't even in God's plan that he even made it on the ballot, let alone win. What God's plan was, it to come down to John James, Mike Cox, and Perry Johnson. And Ralph said, out of those three, Perry's my guy. Now, if Ralph Rebant supporters, let's say he was going to get 150,000, 200,000 votes this year, wasn't going to win, but he was going to really do well. If all of his supporters, knowing that Ralph Rebant got kicked off the ballot by Jocelyn Benson, Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader's administrative rule, and has come out and endorsed Perry Johnson, and they vote for him, along with Perry Johnson's supporters like me, like all of the people are going to vote for him because of the TV commercials he's running, the mailers he's doing, Perry Johnson can win this on August 4th. And with all due respect, President Trump, we're not going to let John James strong arm you into that endorsement. We're going to pick the right candidate for ourselves for the state of Michigan. And that's Perry Johnson. Text me RR for Ralph Rebant. I'll send you the link. Share it with 10 people you know. Ask them to do the same. History lesson next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds